it's more like responsiveness. I don't know if I would call it tension. I think it's just sort of like the exposure, you know, so you have sort of like different perspectives. I mean, I don't think we ever expected to win the popular vote.
Yeah, so our work is not, yeah, in that realm.
It's not, yeah, it's not sort of well. Our work doesn't really bank on spectacle. So I don't know. I guess we haven't really been a part of that conversation. Maybe that's been more in Grand Rapids. We drove across state from Detroit, so and people definitely talk about Art Prize there, but I'm sure there's a lot more talk if you're here in the area.
I mean, I think it's great that there's these two different spectrums to an award, I guess, in art. And the public prize is really important because it really gets the public excited about art for once. And the Joy Prize is interesting because it brings a level of professionalism to it. So, yeah, for us, that's the one we would have preferred.
But I do love, like, the egalitarianism of the popular vote. You know, It's just like you show up, you show your work, and then you see who responds to it and how they respond to it. Like, there's something really great about that. So.
The material you used in it, it's a lot of found objects. Mm-hmm. Did you pull them together from many places? Because the title suggests...
It's all one house. It's one house. Yeah.
Really?
One 900-square-foot house down the street from where we live.
And how did you come in contact with this house? I mean, it's down the street from where
you live. Right. We do a lot of work with houses in the neighborhood. We run a nonprofit that tries to stabilize houses and brings artists to the neighborhood to stabilize houses. And so the neighbor living across the street from us told us that it's empty. There was an old man living there, and now he's gone, and presumably passed away. And so we went in and looked at it, and it was just full of furniture and stacks of papers. And, I mean...
The whole family history.
The whole... Well, we didn't know that, but when we went back again... A little while later, after we were trying to fight off scrappers and thieves to try to understand what was going on, we realized that it's the whole family history of 100 years. I mean, literally in that house from the beginning to now. You would literally, it was just piles of stuff, and you'd reach into the ground and find a stack of tax receipts from 2003, 1994, 1946, all with the family names on them. So... We started to get a picture that there's a lot going on in this house that should be sort of presented or should be pulled out to kind of contemplate on a little bit more. Yeah. My name's Mitch Cope.
And I'm Gina Reichert.
MITCHCOPE.
And Gina, GINA. Reichert is REICHERT. And my question, it hasn't really sunk in that the money exists yet, so it's a little hard to, I don't know, they're like the obvious pragmatic things, like pay off some debt.
Yeah.
And maybe put a roof on our house. And
put half. We agreed that we'd put half of it away and ignore it.
Pretend like we didn't get it.
It doesn't exist. Because to do this show, we got home and we realized we were negative $38 in our bank account. So it's one of those typical stories.
Typical story.
Yeah.
And we do have a little one, so some will go to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
So you don't do it for the money?
No, we're in the, yeah.
We're in the wrong business.
Yeah.
The family that these items came from, did you find that you connected with them? Did you try to put yourself in their shoes and see through their eyes?
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, you kind of couldn't help it. I don't know how much of the personal affects really came through, but you definitely kind of see like what the ups and downs just by going through the paperwork, which is really strange. But then also some of the more personal things. They were a Polish Catholic family, or they are, and so I don't know. I grew up Catholic. Right.
German Catholic. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, those little moments where it's like I can directly relate, and then, I don't know, some like little handwritten and scribbled notes that just kind of, you know, touch a chord with you depending on what they're going through or health problems, and I mean, there's like this weird level of humanity by going through all their trash, or it wasn't all trash, but, you know, by digging through what was left in the house. It's this weirdly, like, very human story, and I think definitely at points during the installation, I would get sidetracked by going through some of the piles of papers that we brought with us, and realizing, like, I had to stop getting so caught up in some of the personal stories because we had to finish the installation. So,
this was your neighbor down the street, but I guess you didn't live there long. You didn't know the person.
They were there since, and we've been there 7 years in this neighborhood, and they were there when we were there, but even the neighbors who were lived right next door said they barely saw him. I mean, they're both, it was a woman and a man, and they were both really reclusive. They'd come out at night and clean up a little bit and then go back in. So maybe, I don't know what was going on, but so even the neighbors barely knew him. And we haven't found
a living relative
at this point either. I'm sure there's some out there, but there's evidence in the house that there were living relatives up to the end, but no, from our perspective, it seems like nobody came to claim any of this stuff. I mean, it was sitting there for a year.
We might.
Yeah.
We want part of the prize money. Yeah. Is that what you were getting at?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They can have it.
We'd happily box it all up and give it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jimmy, can I ask a question? It's like, it's so unusual, in most places to see two artists claiming an award. That is, it's usually artists driven by ego, or often it's thought to be, and the artist is sort of this person impressing his or her personality into the work, into the world.
Yeah.
How does it work when you're collaborating?
Well, yeah, the egos either get toned to a little bit, and then you start working on more of what the concept is for the work, as opposed to what you want it to be. And so I think there's a lot of argument. We're also husband and wife, which is interesting.
We've been working together for about 4 years now, yeah. So we've kind of our process. I don't know. We've kind of been developing how that works over the past few years.
It's an interesting model for others, I think. Because in some ways you seem to be so rooted in this idea of communities and the social, and you're sort of unearthing this person who represented a place and time. You're in this space that is collaborative and you're collaborating. Mm-hmm. It just seems to be a different model of doing things.
Well, personally, I've always thought that the artists have a strong responsibility in their work, and not just what the work presents, but also how they act as individuals in society. And when we started thinking about working more public or more architecturally, then it just sort of went from there, in the sense that, I don't know, we wanted to be a little bit more socially minded and more invested in the community that we're in. So,
and maybe my background's in architecture, so maybe so the I come at it a little bit differently, yeah, than a studio artist.
We do this full time, yeah. I mean, we do design jobs and things that are less, I guess, artistic, but yeah, we do our own stuff full time. The experience to work in that building,
yeah,
which is amazing, and to kind of be along other artists that are doing similar projects in that building. But then just to kind of be a part of the whole spectacle, I think is pretty fascinating. Spend time in Grand Rapids and see all the other art projects. But we were debated if we wanted to do it or not. I mean, Art Prize seemed like a big spectacle that we weren't sure about. But then when we saw the opportunity to work in the building and that there was a whole spectrum of artists that worked in Art Prize, then we thought it was a good idea to do. Not because we thought we'd win any money, but because it just seemed like a great growing experience for us and our art. And when we decided to do this project, it was just perfect for that museum. Cool.